Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Jason Staples with Inside Carolina here. And Jason, the North Carolina defense has improved throughout the season, and but for five plays against Miami, probably their best game so far. In your opinion, what is the reason for this improvement?
Well, I mean, some of it is just they've got older, more experienced personnel with some talent there. We talked about that in the preseason about how this defense had more experienced depth and experienced talent up front in particular than any UNC defense in a decade? Is that what we were saying? So, I mean, that in itself, that started to come around. You can see that difference. And then you get a guy like Dalton that returned this week. And it makes a big difference when you have guys up front that can actually create penetration, that can be difficult for an offensive line to block one-on-one. Because then when you do blitz, you're actually blitzing without them just being able to block one more guy one-on-one. You know, they're having to take a guy from a guy they can't block one-on-one to block another guy. So now you can get pressure. And then when you actually create pressure, you're helping your secondary. And there's some guys in the secondary who are experienced and have some talent. There's still some weaknesses on the defense, and you can see that guys are getting picked on here and there. But certainly as the defense has gotten... The back seven has gotten healthier overall. I mean, obviously they lost Smith at linebacker, which has not helped. But overall, you know, you're just looking at a defense that's got more experienced guys. They've spent longer in the system, and there's some depth and some talent there. So they've been able to take the kinds of steps forward that you would hope for, given all that.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.